Ask the Mayor Public Affairs Program with our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor, and then online at WHLC.com. I'm Steve Day. We've got breaking news, and good morning.
Yes,
sir.
We do, Steve.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you too.
I've been smelling smoke. You're going to inform us of, you know, why we're smelling smoke and what's going on with the fire.
We have a heightened alert about wildfires in Western Carolina right now because of the dry conditions and the super high winds. So if you get a grass fire going, it can spread very fast. The problem that we're referring to occurred on New Year's Eve at Mack Wilson Road, down from North Carolina 28, about 3 miles outside the town limits of Highlands. There is a debris dump there for landscape material such as stumps. You might call it a stump dump, where for years the property owner has been allowing landscape companies to put vegetative materials in this dump site. Unfortunately, on New Year's Eve, that site caught on fire and it's been burning. The Highlands Fire Department responded along with five other area departments to try to put it out. The Highlands Fire Department, at the time of this recording, has put about 1 million gallons of water on this fire, but it continues. They are fighting it, trying to subdue it, along with these other departments. The EPA folks have been consulted, and they're advising how to address this situation. It's my information that the ultimate plan is to try to cover the dump site with dirt. We haven't been getting a lot of smoke from this fire situation because the wind has been blowing south and it goes into Georgia and South Carolina. If weather conditions change this week and wind started blowing back toward Highlands, one possibly could smell smoke, or the town could experience a smoky atmospheric situation. The bad news is that sometimes these types of dump fires can burn for days, weeks, months, and in some cases it can flare up over the years, just spontaneously. So we're hoping for the best, but I just wanted to let everyone know this is the situation.
So if I may, from a snapshot from the plateau's position, around 1:30 p.m. on Tuesday, December 23rd, a swatting bomb threat shut down Highlands Business District for the second time. And you have a statement about swatting.
So let me just read this statement. It's an active investigation, and we have to be judicious in what we say. So let me read this statement, and then we'll go from there. On December the 11th and December the 23rd, swatting crimes occurred when calls were made to the Macon County 911 emergency system, threatening the Highlands Police, first responders, individuals, businesses, and citizens. The crime of swatting is a national problem and a growing trend. It is estimated that over 1,000 swatting calls occur each year. The Highlands Police Department continues to work with the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation and the FBI to identify and apprehend the perpetrator or perpetrators of these crimes. Due to the sensitive nature of these events, limited information will be provided to the public until the crimes are solved. We appreciate your understanding as we work diligently to resolve these incidents and keep the community informed as appropriate. The Highlands Police Department and the Macon County Sheriff's Department continue to work together to protect the citizens of Highlands and Macon County. If anyone has information about who is responsible for these crimes, please contact the Highlands Police Department at 828-526-9431.
Knowing the facts is essential news reporting. An update on the foxes, that one was put in quarantine, you say, and had distemper.
The latest information from Wildlife Resources, they quarantined one of the foxes. Based on the fox's behavior, they don't believe it was rabid, but probably suffered from distemper, and they will be doing tests a later date to confirm their belief that it was distemper rather than rabies. One of our citizens, a good friend of mine, a running friend, actually was attacked by a fox and had to get the rabies shot. And distemper is like a flu-like disease that animals like foxes and dogs get, and it makes them become very lethargic. But nevertheless, Steve, if someone sees a wild animal like a fox, a raccoon, a possum, a skunk, if you see an animal behaving strangely in broad daylight, call 911. And the dispatcher will either dispatch the police department, the sheriff's department, or wildlife resource experts to investigate the situation.
You know, last week we were given a hint of maybe we should get ready for some high winds continuing or snow, whatever might happen. We had some downed trees, so we should be prepared.
We were getting wind gusts like at 60 plus miles an hour. Right. And when that happens, all of our electric crews go on high alert because inevitably a tree or tree limb is going to fall down like it did last week and knock out power. The good news is that the winds subsided somewhat going into the evening, and the crews were able to get most of the power back online going into the early evening. So it's important to just be aware that when we have these high winds, the power can be in jeopardy. Now, I can be facetious and say, I've got a solution. Let's just cut all the trees that are over 30 feet in the town of Highlands so we can have more reliable power. But that's not, of course, the way we should be responding. It's something that happens up here in these high elevations of the beautiful mountain landscape.
At the very least, to get the Highlands app, you're going to be informed immediately and be on the sunshine list for communications.
As we go into the winter situation, Steve, it is important that people have the Highlands Town out, and also the Code Red system that the county provides through their emergency management department. How do you get on Code Red? Well, if you go on the app that we have, it'll direct you to the way you can sign up with the county, or you can go to the county website and they'll give you prompts to sign up for Code Red. But that's absolutely essential, in my opinion, that everybody have those two resources available in case of weather or other types of emergencies that we've been experiencing here in Highland. So that's the important thing.
Not much snow. We haven't had much, about 5.68, according to Fred Motz, our meteorologist extraordinaire, that gives us some other information. But the road crews are ready, and when there's just a little bit of snow, well, they're waiting for a little larger amount for the crews to get out there.
In the past storm, some people start asking, well, why aren't the snow crews out? And it depends on the level of snow. If we have a half inch that's on the road, and especially if we've salted the roads, the anticipation is that during the day when the sun comes out and the temperature is warm, that's going to be gone away. Really, you can't plow much snow and remove snow off the road if it's like a quarter of an inch. The equipment's not designed to do that. Road crews, town staff, they have to make a decision on when they will be plowing. And usually they'll get out when you're getting like a 2-inch snowfall. And of course, in the heavy snowfalls, they will be out working, trying to remove the snow and keep the roads open. When we do have those snow events during the winter, if you don't have to get on the roads, just stay in home until nature takes care of the situation and the snow clears away.
So you have a public meeting to give the staff a go-ahead for the Helene Grant.
That's going to be tentatively scheduled for January the 7th, I believe, in the afternoon at the community building. It will be a public meeting. If the public wants to come and hear what's going on at the meeting, of course you're welcome to come. I can't imagine why you would want to do that, because here's what the meeting's about. We are going to be applying for several million dollars in Hurricane Helene resiliency funds. For example, there are funds available to improve the water system and the pipelines, and we think we can qualify for some of those grants. The only thing this meeting is about, we will have to have a formal resolution by the board saying we want the staff to apply for these grants. This is government in action. Because once our staff and engineers submit the grants, the people that review the grants will go look through the application and say, did they hold a meeting where the board's members voted to apply for the grant? So this is kind of a act of saying, yes, we want the $2 million plus in grants that are available.
This is Ask the Mayor every Sunday morning at 7 o'clock and then online at WHLC.com with, of course, our Highlands Mayor, Patrick Taylor.